This is John Costa, the editor of Citizen's Eye. It's Sunday, the 10th of June, here at the Riverside Festival. It's also the fifth day of Community Media Week. It's been good keeping up with not only the things that have been going on here in Leicester, the Riverside Festival, the Building Cycling Cultures Conference with lots of lead rides today. Currently off on a tour of Leicester, some art house stuff as well that's been going on this weekend, Sparks Festival, and also keeping up with our colleagues up in Scotland on the Citizen Relay project. They've actually a rest day for them today because the torch has gone from Stornoway up to the Shetlands and the Orkneys and returns later on. So they're back on the road tomorrow for another 3 or 4 days of coverage, meeting up with citizens, reporters and citizens journalists along the torch route. And after the training that these people have received in Aberdeen and Edinburgh and Glasgow, they've been able to, in Dundee, they've been able to use those skills to interview people that are waiting for the torch to come, and also when the torch is there. I think they've managed to talk to some Lord Provosts and some people that are there as stewards, setting up some of the overnight events, and also people that have actually had loved ones, family and friends running in the torch relay, which has been quite good. So it's a real mixed bag, and it's been a really interesting project to be involved in as the editor of Citizen's Eye, because I think the Citizen Relay allows itself now, because it's not date stamped, I know they're part of it, is tracking the torch across Scotland for 7 days, but I think the general feeling is that we'll badge ours up as hashtag Citizens Relay to capture the footage and the tweets and the Facebook and the blogs from various people and photos and YouTube films when the torch comes to Leicester and Leicestershire on Monday the 2nd of July and Tuesday the 3rd of July. And hopefully the Citizen Relay will carry on as a project, kind of passing on the knowledge, if you like, of citizens journalism to people, to a real sustainable legacy, if you like, of London 2012, right up to the Commonwealth Games in Glasgow in 2014. So if you get a chance, make sure you check out the website, which is citizenrelay.net, or look to Citizen's Eye for all the latest news that's going on in Leicester and Leicestershire regarding citizens journalism, and obviously the NewsNet project as well, part of the Media Trust citizens journalism project, which we're proud to be the first beacon hub for.